Hey everybody, this is your host, LaVie. Welcome to Thrift Therapy, the podcast all about thrift life. Recycling, collecting, DIYing, all the ups and downs, ins and outs of thrifting. So glad you joined me for this thrift adventure. I'm so glad that I'm getting to record today. I have lots of fun stuff to tell you guys about. First of all, because I'm most excited about it, I have merchandise. Merchandise is available through threadless.com. If you're not familiar with them, that's threadless.com. You can go to their website and search for Thrift Therapy Pod. I have a little store there. Or you can go to thrifttherapypod.com where I keep all things related to thrift therapy. And if you're going to look up the show note photos for this week's episode, you might as well check out the merchandise tab that's now there. Now, I only have one design up right now. It's the popular resting thrift-faced one. You can get that now on t-shirts, mugs, journals, tote bags, and a variety of other little knick-knacky things that we talked about in the Facebook group being useful for thrifters. I am going to be running a contest for a free t-shirt. I will announce it in the Facebook group first, so if you haven't joined, be sure and head over there and search for Thrift Therapy, like the page, and then request to join the group. Once you're in the group, you're going to get first notification of the contest, what it entails, and how you can enter. The other news that I have for you guys is that, as I mentioned in the last episode, all the thrift bags for October were sent out the first week of November, and I've been getting tagged in some cool photos, which is really exciting. I'm loving that. So on Instagram, Sunny Green tagged me in two photos from their thrift bag. One is a really cool 60s style retro necklace that I sent them, and another one is a vintage bag that I sent them that's really cool. And so I'm really glad that they liked those items in their thrift bag. Another one was boots. She wore a top that I sent her in her thrift bag to vote. And it was on theme. It was red, white, and blue. So that was really cool. And I used her picture in the Facebook group to run a thread that if everybody who posted a picture of themselves with an I voted sticker, I would donate $1 to Planned Parenthood. So I ended up donating 12 extra dollars this month to Planned Parenthood because 12 thrifters who are in the group went and voted and posted a selfie of that. So that was also really cool. I appreciate everybody who participated in this election. I think it's one of the more important ones that I've participated in my lifetime. And then also, M. Donald gets a thrift bag subscription from me and posted an adorable pic of themselves wearing one of the sweaters that I sent, and it looks really, really cute. Thanks for posting that. I love it when you guys post pics of yourself and your gear that I thrifted and sent to you. It's just the best. The best. Keep it coming. So the last bit of news that I want to announce in terms of social media stuff is that I am doing really well with the every 2 week schedule. I'm enjoying it much better. It is working better for my daytime job that I have and my family and my stress level. So I feel like that's the right boundary for me. I'm going to stick to it for a bit and hopefully continue to bring you guys quality podcasts on this schedule every 2 weeks. If you aren't interacting with Thrift Therapy on social media, what are you doing? Come on, we need you. We love it. I have a Facebook page, as I mentioned, Thrift Therapy, an Instagram page, Thrift Therapy Pod. I also have an Instagram page called thrifttherapypod_OOTD, where I post a thrifted outfit of the day pretty much every day. Occasionally, I don't get dressed or leave my house, and I just skip those usually, unless I'm wearing a really glamorous caftan I thrifted. But follow both of those, and if you are a Thrift Bag subscriber, you can tag me in your photos or unboxing videos, and I'll add them to my story. if you don't use Instagram and you don't use Facebook and you use Twitter, I am on Twitter. I'm trying to be more active on there. I'm not quite as active as I'd like to be. I go in spurts where I'll be like 3 or 4 days, I'll be Twitter, 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 and then I'll forget about it for like a week. But I am there on Twitter, and it's Thrift Therapy Pod on Twitter as well. So join me on social media. If you're on Pinterest, I have a page there. In fact, you know what? You guys can just get all these links on my website, which is thrifttherapypod.com. Join every social media thing I'm on and interact with me, because that's part of what makes this podcast a really fun hobby for me, is talking with other thrifters and sharing our love of the thrift.
It's Thrifted Vinyl time.
So I'm going to review an album by Mac Davis. This one is called 4082. And I am first going to tell you guys that I did not do any thrifting over the past 2 weeks. Isn't that astonishing? I think it's really hard to believe. Well, you know what? It's actually not true. I did one mini thrift yesterday after I left dinner with some of my family. I had just a teensy bit of time after I dropped my son off where he needed to be, and I did about a 20-minute tour of Plato's Closet, but before that I stopped at the Goodwill, and this is such a rarity for me, you guys. I did not buy anything at the Goodwill. I just had bad vibes all around. It didn't feel right. I couldn't find anything, so I just left. I just knew the thrift gods weren't there. That's basically it. So then I went across the street to Plato's Closet, and I got a couple cool little clutches, a belt for $2, and for the life of me, I can't remember the other thing I got. Maybe a hat. Oh yeah, a sequined beanie for $2. And so I did get a mini thrift in. The whole thing was about 30 minutes. And one of the clutches I got, I'm super in love with, and I'm taking it on my trip, which is the main reason I haven't been thrifting of late, because I'm going to be in Kentucky this week for about 4 days. And I plan on thrifting while I'm there, maybe doing a mini-sode from there, at least documenting some of my thrifting in the Facebook group for sure. I'll probably do a Facebook Live, so be sure and check that out. So the only real thrift I did this week was I got a bunch of Mac Davis albums from my friend Jillian, who hooked me up with a whole bunch of Elvis albums a week or two ago, I guess. And I bought a couple of Mac Davis albums during that record haul, and I kind of fell in love. So I texted her and I was like, if you don't sell those Mac Davis albums, I'll take them all off your hands for like $20. So she texted me and she said, it's a deal. And she brought me them. And you guys, it's like 20 records. Seriously, what a sweet deal. And we talked about how I have a crush on Mac Davis. And the record that I'm reviewing, 4082, you guys, he looks so hot. Like, I don't know if girls have spank banks. I don't know if that's what we call them, but I have one. And, you know, it's basically like fantasy fuel for when you maybe want to self-stimulate or you want to get into a sexy mood and you think about, for me, I think about imaginary characters or people I don't know or past sexual things that I've enjoyed. You know, I can't think that I ever really fantasize about people in my life. Like, that just seems creepy and weird. So I prefer, like, dreams. They're like dreams to me. So Mac Davis is now in my whatever it is for women, spank bank. That's what I'm calling it. I don't care. It works for me. If there's a name for this, you got to tell me what it is, because I don't know what it is. I only know the heterosexual male terminology, which is really shocking. How can I not know that? Somebody needs to educate me on that, right? But don't be gross, because even though I'm a very open person, I'm sex positive, and I believe sexuality is very normal. I'm not a pervert, and I don't like perverted conversations like that. So
And I know times have changed too, and like the way that we talk about sex is changing, which I think is actually a really good thing. And so, sure, just tell me what it's called when females save up imagery to self-stimulate to. That's all I want to know. I don't want to know anything that would make it weird. Okay, so anyway, he looks really cool. It's like totally late 70s, maybe early 80s. He's got like a fedora on. He has this like zip-up jacket on, and it's like zipped way down past his hairy chest, right? Like super hot. Some really worn-in jeans and some badass worn-out boots. And he's sitting in like some dry, probably Texas, because it's dry as fuck. Oh, I don't know, maybe not Texas because it could be wheat in the background. I don't know. Anyway, it's just brown. Brown, brambly brush that he's sitting in, and I think he looks rad. And now that I have about 15 of his records, and on all of them, he looks really cute with his curly brown hair and blue eyes. I looked through to pick one I thought that really spoke to me, and this one has a song on it called The Beer Drinking Song, no G, right? Just an apostrophe, the Beer Drinking Song. And it was recorded live at Harrah's in Tahoe for this record. And when I listened to it, I was like, oh, perfect, because it was election week between now and the last episode that I aired. And this song is about politics and beer drinking. So I thought it was pretty perfect. So let's give it a listen.
Why don't we all just get stoned? Get drunk and sing their drinking songs. Between Brezhnev and Begin, Khomeini and Reagan, we might as well all just get stoned. You can't even look at the TV these days without getting scared half to death. The eyewitness news leaves me used and abused, and find myself gasping for breath. There's strikes and inflation, and strife between nations. The world's in a hell of a mess. And no matter who's hurting, there's one thing for certain: the whole world's blaming the U.S. Oh, why don't we all just get stoned? Get drunk and sing their drinking songs. Between Brezhnev and Begin, Khomeini and Reagan, we might as well all just get stoned. The Russians don't like us.
So even though this was recorded sometime in the 80s, it's still relevant today. When I look at the news on television, I get frightened. When I hear stories about politics, I feel, yeah, some kind of extreme desire to check out. However, we can't do that because your vote is needed, your awareness is necessary, your participation is critical. I definitely don't want to end up in Gilead wearing a bunch of hideous cloaks because I was, I guess, drunk or stoned and I couldn't pay attention to politics because it was so scary. But I definitely identify with the message of wanting to do that because, man, it's intense right now. So, like I said earlier in the podcast, I really appreciate people who are doing their part. Another sampling from this record that I want to play for you is off the B side, and it's called Spending Time, Making Love, and Going Crazy.
But in spite of the pain, I come back again, and I can always go one more round. Yeah, women and me in love, we just can't get it right. I know I keep losing the battle, but I love the fight.
that song makes me think of the Star Is Born movie, the remake that's out right now with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's character. And I kind of picture Mac Davis as a boozy, leechy, I wish I could be a better man person in this record. Now, a lot of his other records that I've listened to don't sound quite that way. Maybe it's just the time period. The 80s were kind of boozy and leecherous. That's true. I was there. I remember. I was a teenager during that time, too. So if you think creeps at thrift stores are bad now, holy 80s. Yeah. Anywho, I would give this record a 4 out of 5 stars. Right now, I would give all Mac Davis records a 4. Just get them if you see them. There's some 5-star ones, I think, that are better than the rest. But I think because he had such a prolific career, and, you know, he was a songwriter for Elvis and some other crooners, he spanned a lot of decades, and the era seemed to affect his style of music. So in the 80s, I was probably listening to a little more metal and punk rock. So I don't think I ever heard of Mac Davis during that time. It just wasn't my scene. But I'm glad that I found him now, and it's kind of funny to listen to the content of records from your teenage years and think about how much times have changed. Pretty hilarious. So, like I said, if you find a Mac Davis record in the wild, pick it up. I think you'll have a hoot and a holler, as they say. My guest has a good creep story, so we should just probably get right into the interview, I suppose. It's a good segue. Today I'm going to be talking to Haley Lynn. I met her online, and she's a YouTube video blogger. I guess they're called vloggers, right? Why can't I just say that? I don't know. Anywho. And she does thrift tip videos and haul videos. And it looks like she sometimes does like a horror movies list, which is cool because, you know, I love all those things. I love tips, I love movies, and I love thrift hauls. So I reached out to her and asked her if she would come on the show and talk about thrifting and what she likes about it and some of the tips that she puts up on her YouTube page. Her YouTube channel is her first and last name, HaleIgh, capital LynN. And you have to search her that way. I searched a couple times, but I did find her. So I'll post a link to her YouTube channel in the show notes. And I would love it if you guys would hop over in the Facebook page and maybe we can start a thread of all your favorite YouTubers. So maybe we can have more vloggers on to talk about thrift haul videos and tips for thrifting. Without further ado, here's Haley Lynn. Hi, Haley Lynn. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thanks for coming on Thrift Therapy.
Thank you for having me.
I'm excited to talk to you. I will give the listeners a little insight into how we met. We met on the Thrifting Amino app that I'm always talking about on my podcast. And so maybe we could just start with that a little bit.
Yeah, I'm actually on there a lot. I downloaded it in, I think, the summer or something. And I just found that it's a really welcoming community. And it's kind of easier for me to post about thrifting on there because I know everybody cares about thrifting on there as opposed to sharing thrifting items with my boyfriend who tries to care but doesn't really care.
I like it too. I think for similar reasons, my husband does like to thrift. My son likes to thrift, but they do not like to talk about it as much as I do, for sure.
Exactly.
But everybody on the Thrifting Amino loves to talk about thrifting.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And it's a lot of fun to see what other people have found too.
Yeah, I like that it's international too, because yeah. I can see like thrifting in different countries, and that's really cool.
Yeah, definitely.
In one of the podcast episodes last month, I interviewed somebody I met on the Amino that lives in France.
And oh, wow.
So, yeah, so that was really cool. I don't think I would have met them otherwise.
Yeah, and it's also really cool because, like, I know you're located in Texas and I'm in Northwest Indiana, like a super, super small town. So, like, it's really cool to be able to see people from like all over even the US, because I feel like Texas always has the best thrift stores, and then my thrift stores are kind of like wah-wah.
Well, whenever you travel, I recommend making thrifting part of your travels, because it is regional. You just never know what you're going to find, even if the town is really small.
Yeah.
Because it's so different from where you are.
Exactly.
Cool. In fact, I think I am going to do a traveling episode in November, because I'm going to Kentucky. Oh. And I've never been there. And I'm going to check out the thrifting scene while I'm there.
Yeah, might as well. I'll always check out thrift stores even if I'm like an hour away, I'll check out thrift stores. And then I always also check out libraries too, because I just think they're so cool.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, libraries are cool. And libraries are like the ultimate thrift, because you borrow it, you give it.
Right.
So let me ask you, how did you get into thrifting?
So my family, we weren't like super poor or anything, but we didn't have a lot of money, kind of like paycheck to paycheck type of deal. So, and I have two older brothers, but no sisters. And my cousin, who's a female, she has never been my size. So I kind of had to resort to thrifting as opposed to secondhand stuff. And as a kid, like when I was really young, I didn't really care, because I'm a young kid, whatever. And then when I got into my middle school years, I actually hated thrifting. I hated going into Goodwill. I was embarrassed. I thought I was too good, which is just like so middle school, so 14-year-old mentality. And I would sit in the car when my mom would go into Goodwill, even for like an hour, I would just sit there. And then in high school, when it was a little bit before the whole like ugly sweater trend came about, I was like, you know what? I really like ugly sweaters. And I went into Goodwill and I found a few. And then basically ever since then, I've collected a lot of sweaters, but I've kind of gotten a lot better at finding like name brand stuff and not having to spend as much time in the thrift store as I used to.
Yeah. You have a couple of elements in your story that are pretty common over the guests that I've had on this show, is that if they were exposed to thrifting in their childhood, they come back to it later.
Yeah.
But the middle school or high school years, they were like, I don't think so, Mom.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just so, and it's so like against me. Like, it's so the opposite of me. I was telling my boyfriend the other night about it, and he was like, that doesn't sound anything like you at all. I'm like, yeah, that's why I don't like talking about middle school, because it just was so out of character for me. And it's like, I missed out on a lot, but it is what it is.
I mean, who even are we in middle school? We're just a nightmare.
Yeah, no, I don't even like, it's just, that's just a horrible, somebody could pay me $1 million to go back to middle school and I would not accept it. I couldn't, I don't want to.
That's funny. My whole life was shit when I was young. So yeah. There wasn't like just a 2-year period of shit. So sure, I probably wouldn't go back to my childhood at all for $1 million.
Right.
The middle school was probably the least offensive thing in my childhood. So,
right.
But I think the other thing about your story I liked is that there was something about unique fashion. It was ugly sweaters, I think.
Yeah. So I graduated high school in 2014. I'm pretty young. So, but in 2012, I kind of was like, you know what? Like, I like ugly sweaters. And I had a huge, like, I really had to narrow it down, but I loved grandma sweaters. My favorite one was, I find a lot of homemade sweaters, like, they're just normal standard like Gildan crew necks, but people will like put iron-ons or like weird fabric on it. And I found one that said dad really big on it. And I used to wear it all the time. That was just my thing. I was like known for ugly sweaters. I got featured in the yearbook for like having ugly sweaters. And once I was wearing that dad sweater and my teacher was like, oh, is that your dad's sweatshirt? And I was like, no. And he was like, oh, did you make it for him? And I was like, no. And he was like, okay. Like, didn't get it at all.
It's called irony, Dick. Check it out.
Ironic sweaters. Come on. Get with the times.
Aren't you even a teacher? Don't you know things? What's going on with you? Yeah, that's funny. I like it when people don't get my fashion. I'm like, well, there. I confused you.
Yeah, yay, exactly.
That's a theme too in thrifters, is that we're not just looking for your standard off the Gap mannequin outfit. You know, like most of the people I've interviewed who thrift, one of the reasons they do it is because, you know, it's like the thrill of the hunt for something unusual and weird.
Definitely.
You're not like Gap shirts every day.
Yeah.
I was looking through your Instagram feed as I was getting ready to interview you. And the picture I like the best is that you have on this like yellow vinyl looking, or it looks like cotton that's been covered in some kind of vinyl. It's like a yellow windowpane plaid with a red belt.
Yes, yes.
Mod dress. Oh, so cute.
I found that at one of my local, I think it's kind of like a larger chain in the Midwest. It's called Bethesda, I think. And I found that on the rack, and it was, I think all women's clothing was half off. And I saw that and I was like, oh my God, that's so cute. And I wasn't sure because it was like white tag. So it was like a specialty vintage item. And they gave it to me for half off. So it was only $10. I just couldn't pass it up. It's really, yeah, like an interesting material. And then the inside, you can see the like workers tag. And I looked it up and it's probably from like the 60s, which is just super, super cool. I just couldn't pass it up. I've yet to wear it because I had to air it out for quite some time. But I need to wear it sometime soon because it's so cute.
It is really cute. I love it. And so your Instagram is called Bougie on a Budget, but it's like Bougie underscore on underscore a underscore budget underscore.
Yeah, it's kind of a
I want the yes, welcome to modernity, right? Like where we have underscores and asterisks in our names.
Right.
But I wanted to tell people so they could go see the dress themselves. I'll definitely post a picture of it when this episode airs, because that way people can sort of get a sense of your style.
Yeah.
If you want to send me a picture of your dad's sweater, I bet they'd like to see that too.
I will have to dig one up because, yes, that's one of my favorites.
Now, I also was taking a look at your YouTube channel, which it looks like it's a new venture for you. And you have three videos on there called Thrift Tips Nobody Talks About Parts 1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
So I actually started the channel last year, and it's kind of funny because I was listening to your most recent episode a couple days ago, and you had said that one of the reasons you started this podcast is because you've always been a perfectionist, and it's kind of something you wanted to kind of work on and not be such a perfectionist at, which I think to some people sounds kind of strange and doesn't make sense, but that is 100% like the one of the biggest reasons I started my YouTube channel is because I'm the same way. I'm really hard on myself. I'm such a perfectionist. And I just wanted to put myself out there a little bit and be a little bit more vulnerable, which I have an issue with control and being vulnerable. So I thought that was really cool because I totally got what you meant. And I started it last year, and I have a couple videos from last year. But I took a break for a minute because I was really busy with school and moving, and the space was really small. So I moved and decided to start it back up again. And yes, the newest videos are thrift tips that nobody talks about, because I've seen a lot of how to thrift like a pro and, you know, thrifting tips. And a lot of them seem to repeat tips, and a lot of them left out tips that I found to be really, really important. So I kind of wanted to put those out there for anybody who is new to thrifting, or even is, you know, really experienced at thrifting but can't find things. I think there are tips for anybody involved that can watch these videos and gain knowledge from them.
What do you think the dumbest tip you ever heard was on one of these other videos you watched?
The dumbest tip? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I don't know. Some of them, like a lot of them make sense, but I think the one that like repeats the most, and I even talk about it just because it's so like obvious, is dress comfortably, which like it's not really dumb, but I feel like it's kind of something that people don't think about, but they should. And it's kind of like, okay, that's kind of like common sense, but at the same time, you don't think about it. But none of them are really like stupid per se, but just a lot of repetition throughout the videos.
Okay, so they're just boring. They're not dumb.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I look at three different I hope my, I don't know if you just.
Okay. I'll wait.
Sorry. Yeah, a lot of the videos that I've found have the same tips. So even if I'm going to 5 different YouTube channels from 5 different years, they're all still the same. And it's just kind of like flat and like, okay, well, I already know all these things. I want to improve even more. Why hasn't somebody elaborated on these tips or given different tips, you know?
What do you think is the tip that was missing that you thought was the most important from the tips you give?
Probably like the number one thing that I would say that is kind of all around will save people like time and money is definitely to try things on. And that's kind of one that's pretty obvious, I think. But again, a lot of people left that out. And I think it's so important because you're going to a thrift store, you're likely having different brands, you're likely having clothing from, you know, 80s, 90s, 70s. They're all going to be really different in sizing, even if it says a size 3. That's different than today's size 3, you know? So definitely to try things on. And also because if you go into a thrift store or if you go into a department store like Kohl's or whatever, they're going to have a kid section, they're going to have an adult section, and then they're also going to have a junior section. And that's for like teens and young adults. In Goodwill, you could find a shirt that's a large. If you don't try it on and just assume it's going to fit, it could be a junior's large, and that's definitely not the same thing. My mom hates trying on clothes, and I have to remind her, like, try these on, try these on, try these on, and then she never does because she doesn't have the patience for it, and then she goes home, and then she wasted all that money, and at a lot of thrift stores, there's no refunds, or, like, I know Goodwill, and I'm not sure if it varies by location, but my Goodwill, you can't get a refund, but you can get like in-store credit, but that's only if you have the tag still on and the receipt. And it's something that I think a lot of people should take the time to do. It's super important to make sure you like what you're buying because that's the whole point of thrifting.
Yeah, I like that tip. I think it's a must at a thrift store. It's not necessarily a must at a retail shop, especially if you shop at the same retail shops over and over. Like, I know I'll buy shoes online because I have brand specific sizing awareness.
Right.
I know exactly what shoe size I wear in brand A, brand C, you know, brand Z. I know what size I wear in those shoes, and they don't tend to vary a lot within brand. But when you're at a thrift store, oh yeah, there's no guarantees, and you're going across era. So
right.
Sizing is determined by cultural norms. That's important. So you definitely a size 12 in the 60s is totally a different size 12 than now. And then it's even a different size 12 from, you know, the 50s, a decade before. The sizing changed from based on the undergarment shifts as well. So there's just a lot that goes into size considerations at thrift stores. And I think one of my tips that I just got over the past couple of years is because now I shop for other people is have a little tape measure in your bag, because that's a much quicker Google search is, you know, you can convert a size from, like, if you know that if you have a tape measure and you're buying it for you or someone else and you know their measurements, you can just put those measurements into a Google search or Google search a standard American 8, and you can get the measurements for that so you can figure out if it's likely to fit someone.
Yeah, and I've actually seen that one a lot too with the measuring tape, because I know that some thrift stores, like I've been to a couple in Chicago, that don't have a fitting room. And so then you're kind of stuck. And then that's when you need to dress comfortably or dress in layers so you can kind of strip down in the aisle and throw stuff over top. But I've seen a lot of the measuring tapes. I actually was at a vintage, like antique reupholstery type of place the other day, and they had little measuring tapes, just like ones that you would throw in your purse that are, you know, super travel friendly. But somebody had made like covers for them. So one of them was like an owl and another one was a sheep, and they were just so cute. And I almost bought one because I was like, oh, this would be really handy when thrifting and I don't have time or there's no fitting room or whatever, but I didn't grab one.
I want to order some in bulk and get them with the Thrift Therapy logo, because I think it would be like the best Thrift Therapy swag would be like something you can take to a thrift store.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I saw your magnets and everything. I love the resting thrift face. I feel like I definitely have that same thrift face. I just am like hyper-focused.
Yeah, it's intense. And I bet I'm getting thrifting wrinkles just from my face. Whatever. I don't care. Let's see what else. Well, I was really thinking that one thing that I liked about your videos is you're talking to an audience. It seems like you think there's someone on the other side of the video. Who do you think is out there that's interested in thrifting videos? Like, how do you figure out how to talk to them? I know when I'm putting together the podcast, I consider that, like, who might be listening. So what's your process there?
Yes. Yeah, so and obviously I only have a handful of videos right now. For the thrifting tips, I was trying to, because when I was in middle school and I did go into the thrift store because I had a friend who had very little money. And so we would just kind of have to go in. She would find things like great items and I could never find them. And that was another reason why I never liked going into the thrift store, was because I couldn't ever find anything good. There were good things there. I just didn't know how to find them. So really the tips are for anybody. I think a lot of the tips benefit more towards people who are new at thrifting or haven't gotten like their full like hold on how they personally thrift. So I just kind of wanted to reach out to people who maybe have looked at other videos on YouTube and, you know, are kind of like, okay, well, these aren't really helping me, or, you know, these save me time, but they don't save me money, or vice versa. So, I mean, even like younger audiences or older audiences, I think a lot of people who thrift right now, it's kind of like in. And I feel like about 10 years ago, it wasn't really cool to wear clothes that were used. So I think a lot of like young adults, people my age, you know, early 20s are looking for thrift videos too. So kind of, I want to reach everybody, but specifically people who were looking for those tips and who enjoy thrifting.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I sort of got the vibe that it was like maybe people who aren't really experienced and you're really trying to get them into it.
Yeah.
Like sort of. Yeah. Like, hey, if you're thinking about thrifting, here's some cool reasons to do it.
Yeah. And like, I'm getting ready after we end this podcast, I'm actually going to film a haul video because I just went last Friday and found some neat things. So and I'm also from a small town. So I feel like a lot of people who are in small towns who don't think that they can find anything good, like, look, here's a haul. Look at all the good things that I found. Like I found these things by following these tips. Like it's all going to kind of come together. And like, if you're thinking about it, but don't know where to start and like you're overwhelmed, I get it. But like, you know, here's a solid base for you. And then everybody obviously thrifts in their own way, but it's nice to have like a base to kind of figure out what works for you.
All right. Well, if you were taking somebody thrifting for the first time, like how would you try to nurture their experience? What would you show them?
I would probably take them to a thrift store that I'm super familiar with. So that for me personally is Goodwill, just because that's the one I've been to the most, just so then I can know the layouts when it's going to be busy. I would take them on an off day, not a sale day, not a weekend, because those can be really crazy. And then I would kind of like ask them what specific, like, because I feel like when you have you can have an idea of what to find at the thrift store, but if you walk in being like, I want yellow plaid pants and I want a red London Fog raincoat, you know, you're not going to find those things. So I would kind of get like a rough idea of what they want and help them search and help them kind of recognize what's vintage, what's not, what's cheap. And because I look on the racks and I can tell, I don't have to pick things up. I can tell what brands I prefer and what's cheaper, what's vintage, what's not. So it definitely wouldn't happen. You know, you don't get good at thrifting, in my opinion, within the first couple tries. You have to definitely keep practicing and train your eye. So I would just kind of teach them my tips and tricks basically, and take them through when it's less busy and a place that they can be more familiar with. And definitely if they're not from where I'm from, I would go to them so that they can continue to go to that thrift store.
Yeah, that sounds nice. It was reminding me of first things that I've done in my life, across my life, and like how nice it would be to have a guide, because most of the time when I'm trying something for the first time, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not like I have a guide. So
yeah. And it's okay. really like, I'm one of those people who I don't like doing something for the first time by myself, because like, I don't want to look like an idiot. I'm just super hyper aware. And I think everybody's judging me, and like, nobody is, but I don't like doing things for the first time by myself. So it makes me feel better if somebody is there to kind of be like, no, you kind of look stupid if you're going to look like that, like, you know, to kind of guide me, as you said. And it definitely helps ease your nerves.
Cool. What about last question here, and then we'll do the thrift questions. What do you think if you were like, I don't know how to say it. I have a question in my head. Let me think for a second. Well, I don't know how to word it, but it's something like, because you're pretty young, do you ever see yourself not wanting to thrift?
No, in my opinion, I don't, because I like, are you kind of saying that because it's kind of like trendy right now among like my age, or?
Well, yeah. I mean, the young people always think they invented something, right? I remember and thinking the same thing, but no, people have been thrifting. It's just not everybody thrifts, right? It's like a unique community. And so it's been around for a long time, but it does come in and out of fashion in terms of how many people are interested in it.
Yeah.
But yeah. So something like that. But it's also like, you know, a lot of times when people are thrifting, it's not like a lifelong commitment. Like maybe they just visit the community for a while and then they get more money and they get a job at a law firm and they're just not going to wear thrifted clothes. You know, they're going to wear their fancy Ally McBeal suit or whatever.
Right.
So, oh God. Well, I was dating myself there. But what I mean, like, do you ever imagine your future without thrift in it?
No, I really don't, because I love clothes for one, and I don't like spending a lot of money on a single item. I think I have maybe 5 items in my closet that I didn't thrift, and those are from Disney because I put money back. But I don't know. I love thrifting. I love finding a good deal. Like I love telling when I walk into work and everyone's like, oh, a cute dress or whatever. I'm like, oh, it's $2. Oh, I thrifted it. And it's also, I'm not good at anything. I'm not like, I don't sing. I can't dance. I can't draw, like nothing. Like I'm really not good at anything. So that sounds sad, but it's okay. I'm not competitive. But with thrifting, like it really is a hobby. And you know, also, I found that a lot of people who are in the thrift community are all like very similar. So I don't know what exactly the correlation between thrifting and true crime is, but there's a very strong connection. Like I love true crime. I have heard you mention My Favorite Murder, and like, I don't know. It's just, it's cool. I really like the community. I think everybody is really open and willing to welcome everybody with open arms. And I just think that's really cool that you don't have to like pretend to be somebody you're not or worry about people judging you. Everyone's genuinely interested in you and like you expressing yourself with your clothes.
Yeah, I think there's like a subculture theme there, and it may have to do with Obscura. You know, it's like, it's just you're interested in things that maybe aren't mainstream and that you have to work a little bit harder to appreciate, or, you know, it's like crab legs or lobster. Not everybody wants to work that hard for their food.
Right.
I get it, but you know, some of us do like that. So yeah, I do think there, I think you're, that's a very interesting point of view. I like it. There are parts that I really resonate with. I think it you know, having been a part of the thrift community for at least 3 decades, I do think that there are commonalities amongst people who thrift. And even if our lives are radically different, or our belief systems are really different, or even just our backgrounds are, you know, diverse, where we come together, I don't know, I just sort of get the impression is that there's something really about foraging, or it's effort-based. Like
we
like to put effort into life in some way. You know, I don't think you stay a thrifter out of necessity. I think you stay a thrifter out of some kind of interest that you have.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, let's do the thrift level questions. Are you ready?
Yep.
How often?
I would say it kind of depends on like money. I would say at least once a week I go and browse, and then about twice a month, which is when my sales are, is when I actually kind of go in and go hard and get everything that I want.
I love the thrift sale. Yes. It's intense, yeah. But it's worth it. Do you like to go alone or with friends?
I prefer going alone. I am more of an introvert. And as I said, I get hyper focused. So, and it's fun every once in a while to go with like my mom or my aunts or whatever. But I also like to spend a lot of time in the thrift store. I will easily spend 2 hours in a thrift store, no problem, because I'm planning my whole day around it. And most people that I know, like my boyfriend or my brother, hate shopping and they do not have the patience for it. And I've just found that it's easier to go alone. I don't have to be rushed. And then if I bring somebody with me, a lot of times they're annoyed. Or I have a couple friends who like thrifting, but they prefer the like boutiques, like Buffalo Exchange and stuff like that, which are cool. But to me, that's too expensive. I want like the 75-cent rack, not, you know, $75 for really high-end shoes. So definitely prefer to go alone.
Yeah, I totally think expert level thrifters prefer to go alone. Even if we like going with friends, we're not going to be doing the same job there when we're with friends. We're
exactly.
Definitely going to be very focused when we're alone in ways that we're not with friends. Let me blow your mind. There's a Buffalo Exchange outlet here with nothing over $7.
What?
And on Sundays, they put out dollar items.
Oh, see, that's why, like, my roommate is actually from Texas. And I asked him the other day, I was like, oh, have you ever been thrifting in Texas? Because when you look up thrifting videos and stuff, I found almost every single one for some reason are located in Texas. And I'm like, oh my God, they have so much cool shit. Like, why is my thrift store not filled to the brim with name brands? That's so, so, so cool.
We have quite a consumer culture in Texas, and I think in part because we have so much land. We have walk-in closets here, you know, like on the regular. Like if you don't have a walk-in closet, your house is old as fuck. Even like the tiny apartments have walk-in closets. Oh, like we have space. And because we have space, I think people buy a lot of things. Like they have room for it. Everybody has garages. Like, We like stuff here. Yeah.
I think I might belong there then.
You should move to Texas, obviously. So let's see. Oh, do you believe in thrift gods?
So sometimes, a lot of the times, like you were saying before, thrifting it's a lot of work. My arm gets tired going through all the racks, but so a lot of times I think it's definitely just from hard work, but there's one instance where I went to Indianapolis it was me, my mom, my cousin, and my two aunts. And we had time to kill before we saw the show. So we went thrifting. We went to probably like 5 or 6 different thrift stores. And I found a shirt. I don't know. Have you ever seen the movie Mean Girls?
Yes.
Okay. So I found this shirt and I could tell it was a Victoria's Secret shirt. And it said, "Is butter a carb?" Which is what Regina asks when she's talking to the girls at lunch. And I was like, oh my God, I love this movie. Like, I'm getting this. It was only $2. So I bought it. And then like 3 months later in my town, I was thrifting and I found a Victoria's Secret tank top. And on it, it said, "Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries," which is literally like the next line in after "Is butter a carb?" And I was like, oh my God, this is like, What is this? Like, this has to be like a higher power, like this beautiful matchmake in heaven. Like,
that's funny. Yeah, that I love it when that happens. Or I also think it's really cool if I run across something I donated before.
Like, yes,
it's so weird.
I've done that. I did that a couple of weeks ago because I saw these footy pajamas I donated, and then I saw this Victoria's Secret jacket that I was wearing like shortly before I donated. And I was like, oh my God, did I accidentally donate that sweater? Oh my God, I didn't want to donate that. And I'm like, should I buy it? It's not on, like, it's not a sale day. So it's $8. And I came home and it was hanging up in my closet. It just happened to be the same exact one in the same size.
Oh my God, heart attack.
Yeah.
That's wild. What about a list or spontaneous?
So I usually, and I've noticed, I've been listening to your podcast the past couple of weeks at work, and a lot of people say the same thing, that they have a list in their head, and that's definitely me, because I think that if you have like a solid, like specific list, again, you're probably not going to find that item. So I'll like think in my head, okay, I need work clothes. So like, I need to look out for work pants and all that stuff. But there are things that I always look at, like sweaters. I love sweaters. I have way too many, but I will always go to the sweaters. And if I'm going like this weekend, I kind of purged out my closet. So I'm going to kind of go crazy this weekend. And so I have a list of what I want to look at, but not necessarily grab, like just to kind of see what their selection is.
Yeah, I use the Pinterest to organize my list. And I recently rearranged everything on Pinterest. I changed the name of my Pinterest, but I've been on Pinterest for a long time. So I have almost 4,000 followers. Like, wow. Which is totally random. I mean, I just started as a random person, you know, like, so I've been on there a long time to have that many. Because
yeah.
I wasn't doing anything to get them. And so, I revamped my whole Pinterest persona for the podcast. And I renamed all the boards. So it says like thrift list, menu, thrift list, light fixtures, thrift list, casual clothes, you know, so yeah. I just have all these boards so my running list now are things that like sort of themes that I'm looking for. Like, oh, I need new casual looks.
Yeah.
And so then I'll like the last 5 pins, I'll kind of go look at them before I go to a thrift store. So I can be like, okay, I'm looking for things that are beigey and nubby. And, you know, like, so they're more like adjectives, I guess. I'm looking, my thrift list is made up of adjectives. Instead of nouns, like most people's lists probably are, mine are more descriptors than things.
Right. So, yeah.
Yeah. And then the rest, it's like, well, do I like it or not? What about a best or worst thrift story?
So this one I've told so many times. I've even told it to like teachers before, because I'm a very, very awkward person and things just like happen to me. And so when I was at, I got to like set the scene, like set it full. It was junior year. So I was like 17 years old and it was October and my mom had to run to the grocery store, and right next door is Goodwill. So I went into Goodwill and I have no makeup on. I am wearing sweatpants and I think moccasins and a Christmas sweater that was hand knit. And keep in mind, it's October. And so I find this ugly sweater and I go to try it on. And when I close the door, I notice that the door does not lock. And I am a like notorious, I always lock the door behind me. And I was like, well, you know what? And I try to like close it and like mess with it a little bit. And I was like, you know what? Nobody's going to walk in on me anyway. Like I literally said that in my head. So you can tell where this is going. So I'm getting dressed. And this is back when I actually wore a bra, because I am lucky enough to not have to and nobody can tell. But I happened to be wearing a push-up bra that day, and I'm in the middle of taking off my shirt, and it's kind of hard to explain, but basically because of how I was like taking off my shirt, my like elbows are pushed together. So then it's like pushing my boobs up, and all of a sudden I hear the door open, and this guy who is like 45 years old opens the door and just kind of stares at me for a couple seconds and like up downs me, and then is like, oh, sorry. And then like close the door. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. I literally just said to myself, nobody's going to walk in. Of course somebody walked in. Like, this is humiliating. Oh my God. And I remember I didn't even end up like putting that sweater on, because I was so mortified. I was like, I need to get out of here. So I waited a solid 5 minutes in the dressing room, just standing there, so I didn't have to see him. And I walk out and my mom is still in the grocery store. So I'm just kind of like looking around, avoiding this dude. He's really tall, so I can see him. And then I'm in an aisle and he kind of walks up to me and I'm just looking straight at my phone, avoiding all eye contact. And he's like, oh, sorry about that. Like, I didn't realize somebody was in there. And I was like, oh no, it's like, it's okay. It's okay. And he's like, oh, you looked really good though. And I just like kept walking. Thanks. And then he was like, yeah, like really good. And then I hear him like under his breath go, delicious. And I was like, like awkwardly, like chuckling, walking away, avoiding all eye contact. And then I heard him say, oh, are you busy tonight? And again, I'm really awkward. And I was so like, just mortified. Instead of saying yes, like a normal person, I was like, no. But then I was still like running away. I'm sure he was really confused. It was just so awkward. And then I literally like hid in the corner of the store and called my mom, who was like, are you almost done in the grocery store? I want to go home. And then we like left a couple minutes later, but it was just, it was so awkward. And just like, I have so many of those type of stories, and it's just, what a real damper on my thrifting mood that day.
Creeps are the worst. They're the worst part of thrifting. Like bed bugs, whatever. Creeps are the worst part of thrifting.
Yeah. And you know, it's, I wonder, because I did mess around with the door and like try to get it to lock. So I wonder if maybe he saw me go in and saw me like trying to adjust the door. And if he was like, oh, that door is not going to close, let me wait a couple seconds until she gets her shirt off. Like, I'm wondering if me adjusting the door made him walk in on me, or obviously I don't really think it was an accident, because he took a long time.
Right. Like he said he was sorry after he looked you up and down. That's why I laughed. I was like,
yeah,
all right, asshole. You're not sorry. Sorry people don't look you up and down and then say they're sorry.
Yeah, it was so, oh God, it was just so awkward. And it's like sad, because there are like a lot of people, like a lot of creepy guys who hang around thrift stores. And it's just like, and I hate, like in Goodwill, and a lot of them, they have a lot of space like between the floor and the door. And I'm just always like, okay, I don't want anybody to like, listen, I do not want your like sticky kid to crawl underneath the door. Like, I don't even care if it's a child, like get out of my dressing space, please. Like it's my, like it's privacy issues.
It is really, that is a really awkward part. And I think like, if I'm not hitting a thrift store randomly in the middle of the day, I have a thrifting uniform that is like black leggings and a black shelf bra top.
Yep.
You know, like it's just all like, it's like I'm like a cat burglar or something. You know? But I'm going to the thrift store, because then I never have to take my clothes off. I don't have to feel like I'm going to be in the dressing area. And it's like, I don't know. I mean, that's where some cool stuff happens. Like nice people hang out in the dressing area too.
Yeah.
But definitely that's where the creeps are going to end up. They're going to follow you to the dressing room.
Yeah. And it's just, it's just gross. But the one I went to on this past Friday, I kind of looked and was like, because I had never been to this one before. And I was like, oh my God, the door is like all the way to the ground. I was so happy. It was like, okay, I'm comfortable. Like I'm good.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, thanks for sharing that story. I'm sorry that happened. What a drag.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you have to just be ready. But I think as a woman, like, what's new? It's not just the thrift store. This is our life. But we can't even get away from it in the thrift store. That's really more the complaint to me. It's not like, oh, I don't know that there's something special about the thrift store that makes creeps go there. But I think what it is, for me at least, is that that's the place I least want them to bother me. Like I've got my thrift face on. I'm here to do my work. Like just go away. Just leave this one space for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like it happens a lot, because I work at a library, and that it's kind of the same vibe. Like there are people there who are just like great, you know, people who hang out at the library. But then there's also like, because it is, you know, open to the public or whatever, there's a lot of people who are creepy. And it's like, okay, the last place I want to be harassed is like at work, because then even though obviously like you have every right to be like, leave me alone or whatever, you in the back of my head, I'm always like, okay, like I'm at work though. So can I be rude? Like, can they twist this around? Like I was walking out and I had this guy walk past me, and I knew, you know, women just like, you know, when a guy is going to say something to you. And I knew as soon as I walked past him, he was going to say something. And he literally walked past me and then like walked backwards and was like, oh, you're a tall glass of water. And I was like, And then he was like, oh, what's your name? Blah, 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 blah. Here's my name. And then I was just like, so like, and he was like, grabbed, went to like hug me. And I was like, okay, like, no, like in my head, I was like, no. But since I was at work, I was like, oh my God, am I like going to get in trouble if I'm rude to him, which is stupid. But it was just like, so uncomfortable. Like, that's the last place I want to be harassed is at work.
Yeah. I mean, if you could see my face right now, I'm just making this terrible grimace. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is our reality. And I don't, I hope it's changing, but the political landscape has robbed me of hope lately. So yeah. I don't know. We'll just have to leave it there, I suppose. But, you know, stay thrifty and keep fighting against the creep. Right?
Yes.
Thanks so much for coming on Thrift Therapy. It was a pleasure to chat with you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for inviting me. I had a great time.
Well, I'll see you online, Haley Lynn.
All right. I will be listening in soon.
Okay. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there's another episode of Thrift Therapy in the annals of time, saved on the internet forever. Appreciate everybody for joining me and supporting the podcast. Thanks to all my Patreon subscribers who are keeping this show alive. Thanks to all my Thrift Bag subscribers who are keeping me energized to do this fun podcast. Thanks to all the listeners who tune in week after week to talk about thrifting with me. It's the most exciting thing, and I'm having a blast. I hope you are too. If there's a topic you want covered on Thrift Therapy, or you want to nominate a guest for the show, or you want to be on Thrift Therapy, you have something you'd like to say, be sure and send me an email at thrifttherapypod@gmail.com, or you can message me through my website at thrifttherapypod.com. If you have time to rate, review, and subscribe to Thrift Therapy, that helps me with the rankings. Right now, I'm holding strong at 156 in the U.S. on the iTunes ranking chart in the arts subcategory fashion. So I would love to move up those rankings. If you tell a friend, if you share the episode that you're listening to with somebody, if you write a review, if you just click those stars, all of that really helps me out. I appreciate you so much. And as always, stay thrifty, everybody.